Hello everybody, welcome to this episode 19. We decided to continue on question words, so this is part 3 of question words because there are lots of important question words that we wanted to cover and we want to go into deep details.
Yeah, so before we continue, how about we review the question words from last week? So let's start with the first one, which is mai.
It's written as mai. And it's pronounced as mai.
So mai is like adding a question mark at the end of a sentence. So di mai, is it good?
Shop mai, like question mark, do you like it? And it's only added when you don't use question words, other question words like what, when, why, where, how. If you want to say what time you're going.
Jepai mulai.
Will go japai mulai when you don't have to put mai at the back.
The next question word was ruplau.
Ruplau is a very common alternative of mai. You should learn to use this because if you don't use this, you'll be repeating mai too often and you won't sound like a Thai person.
We also did chai mai.
Chai mai and
chai pa.
Chai pa, right in English is like right and question mark.
And raw.
Raw is like when you want to say, oh yeah? Oh, I didn't realize that. But oh wow, okay.
And also dai mai.
Dai mai literally is can and question mark. So it's like, is it possible? Can I? Can?
Phut pasa thai dai mai.
Can you speak Thai?
We also did di mai.
Good? Question mark. It's often translated as
should we?
Should we? Should I? Should you? Etc.
Okay, so those are the question words we learned last week. This week we're going to learn ru yang nai gi taurai.
If you don't already know these words, please keep listening.
And don't forget that we have a Patreon page, patreon.com/polyglotgrace, where we'll have the transcript for this podcast and we'll have all the vocabulary that we cover in this episode.
Let's start off with the first word, ru yang. It's written as ru. It's like or ru. Pa ru ma, dad or mom. But when we pronounce this one, we often say ru. Ruyang. So this is a little pro tip for you guys. Ruyang. It means or yet. It's like saying in English, do you, have you something something yet?
Mm-hmm.
Let's give our listeners a little example.
Have you eaten yet?
Gin kao ruyang.
So even though you say kao, it doesn't just mean rice. Thai people say kao to mean food in general, right?
Even if you eat spaghetti, you can say gin kao lu yang or gin lao gin lao, because we're just referring to food in general.
So gin kao lu yang is have you eaten yet? But what if I said gin kao mai? What would that mean?
Gin kao mai, just like I explained in the beginning, mai is like a question mark. Gin kao mai, eat question mark. In English, we interpret that as do you want to eat? Would you like to eat? Gin kao mai? I have food in the fridge. Do you want to eat? Gin mai? Gin kao mai? What if I ask you? Gin kao ru yang? Have you eaten yet?
Yang. So if I just say yang, what does that mean?
It means not yet.
Correct. So if I want to say I already ate, I would say gin lao.
Gin lao.
Ate already. So every time you answer with yang, it means you haven't done it yet.
It's like saying yang mai gin, but you cut out the mai gin, not eaten yet.
Yeah.
Yang mai gin, not eaten yet.
Let's do another example.
Have your friends arrived? Pean ma ru yang. Pean, friends, ma, to come, ru yang, or yet. Your friend arrived or yet? Have your friends arrived?
yang. Or I can answer more completely, 푼 양 마이 마.
Friends have not arrived yet. Or to make it positive, 마 라오, came already. 푼 마 마이. Instead of 루 양, if I switch it to 마이, what would that mean?
Is your friend coming? So in the examples we just talked about, if you change 루 양 to 마이, the meaning changes. So it goes from, have you eaten food yet? To, do you want to eat? But in the following examples, the meaning doesn't change as much. For example, have you seen The Matrix yet?
可以 do The Matrix 了样. Have you watched The Matrix yet? It's like putting the word yet at the back of the sentence in English. And the same way, if I switch the word 了样 to 마이, 可以读 The Matrix 마이. It's the same way. Have you ever seen The Matrix? The first one has the word yet. The second one doesn't have the word yet. But the meaning are alike.
Let's do more examples. 可以跟 sushi 了样.
Have you ever eaten sushi? 프롬 了样.
Are you ready yet?
靠在 了样.
Do you understand yet?
Another pro tip that I want to give you, very important one, because when you hear Thai people talk, many times you will not even hear the word R. Gin khao riang becomes gin khao yang. Gin khao yang. We just cut out the R because it's easier to say.
Yeah, I noticed in spoken Thai, the R is cut out very often. The next word is nai.
Nai means which. And in order to use the word nai correctly, you need to know the Thai classifiers, which we'll be covering in the future episodes. But for now, let's go to our first example.
Which country do you like?
Kun chob prathet nai. You like kun chob. Country which. It's not nai prathet, which country. It's prathet nai, country which. Let's say which person.
Kon nai.
It's not nai kon. It's kon nai. It's opposite. Who will you choose?
Ja luak kon nai. Ja will luak choose.
Which person do you like the most?
Kun chob kon nai mak ti sut. Mak tisut is the most.
Which one?
An nai.
Which one? But animal. You have to tell me the classifier for the animal.
So the classifier for animal is dua. So dua nai.
Which day?
One nai.
Which one? But which machine? Give me the classifier for machine.
Kruang nai. The next question word is Gi.
Gi means how many. This word also requires classifiers. Let's take a look at our first example. How many dogs?
Ma gi dua. So ma is dogs. Gi is how many. Dua is the classifier for animals.
Most English speakers likes to say
Gi ma.
How many dog? But actually, you don't say it like that in Thai. You need to know the classifier for animals, which is dua. So, you say dog, and then number, and in this case, gi. How many? Dua. Dog, how many?
Dua.
Ma, gi, dua.
Ma, si, dua. Four dogs. Not si, ma. How many kids?
The classifier for human in general is kon. Ki kon. How many? Person. But now I want to specify it's kids. Dek. Dek. Ki kon.
Where dek means kid. How many cell phones?
Ki kreung. How many? And kreung, the classifier for electronic stuff. มือถือ your phone มือถือกี่เครื่อง
How many siblings do you have?
คุณมีพี่น้อง older siblings, younger siblings so it means siblings คุณมีพี่น้องกี่คน
How many countries have you been to?
เคยไปเที่ยวกี่ประเทศ
เคยไป have gone เที่ยว travel กี่ประเทศ how many countries so the classifier for country ประเทศ is ประเทศ so that's why you don't have to say เคยไปเที่ยวประเทศกี่ประเทศ
although you can say it but it's not common to repeat twice
okay so a pro tip how do Thai people say how much does something cost
According to Google Translate, it will say เท่าไหร่ which is the word that we're going to learn next. But actually, Thai people prefer to say กี่บาท Literally, how many baht. And baht is the Thai currency. มือถือกี่บาท
How much does your phone cost? The next word is เท่าไหร่ So เท่าไหร่ means how much. But it could also meanHow many, how long, how short, how tall, etc. depending on how you use it. So let's take a look at this word now. Let's start with how much.
กระเป๋านี้เท่าไหร่คะ? กระเป๋า bag. This bag, กระเป๋านี้เท่าไหร่คะ? How much is this bag?
You can also say กระเป๋านี้ราคาเท่าไหร
่? ราคา is the price.It's the cost of the bag. กระเป๋านี้ราคาเท่าไหร่คะ? How much is this bag? Or just like I said, the word กี่บาท. So you can say, กระเป๋านี้กี่บาทคะ?
How much is this bag? Okay, so now let's see how เท่าไหร่ can also mean, for example, how long.
How long as in time.
So long, when you're referring to time, is nan. Wela nan means a long time. So how long does something take? You would ask nan tau dai. Literally, how much long? How long do I have to wait?
Tong must have to. Tong ra nan tau dai. Must wait how long? Tong ra nan tau dai.
How long will you stay in New York?
จะไปอยู่นิวยอร์ก You will go live in New York. จะไปอยู่นิวยอร์ก นานเท่าไหร่ How long? Many Thai learners have difficulties translating the sentence. How long will it take into Thai? Because the word English is take and in Thai is different. You don't use the word take for time.In Thai, in order to express that expression, that word to take for time, is ใช้เวลา use time. For example, if you want to say how long will it take from Bogota to Bangkok, in order to ask that question, you have to say จาก Bogota, from Bogota, มากรุงเทพ come to Bangkok. ใช้เวลานานเท่าไหร่คะ? Take how long?ใช้เวลานานเท่าไหร่คะ
What about how long will it take me to get good at Thai language?
อยากเก่งภาษาไทย Want to be good at Thai language? อยากเก่งภาษาไทย ต้อง must have to ต้องใช้เวลานานเท่าไหร่ Want to be good at Thai must take how long?
So nan means a long timeBut if you want to say something is long, like long strand of hair, you use the word yao.
So physical objects like hair, legs,
finger,
bat.
And when something is short, you say san.
San tao lai. How short? Like fingers, hair.
But keep in mind, you don't use san when talking about someone's height. For that, you use the word tia.
So if you want to say how short, as in your height, it's Dia taurai. Dia, short.
And for tall or high, you would use sung. Sung taurai. Duk ni sung taurai.
Duk ni sung ha shan.
So duk is building. Duk ni, this building. Sung taurai, how tall? Grace sung taurai.
Edgar's asking me how tall am I. In Thai, we like to answer with centimeter. So we don't use foot. If you say 5'9", no one understand.
Yeah.
So you have to say the centimeter. Grace sung 160 cm. Centimeter. In Thai, we shorten it to cent. Centimeter.
So Grace is 160 centimeters. So before we finish this episode, there's still a very important question we haven't covered, and that is, what time?
In English, you use the word what. In Thai, we don't use the word what. We use the word how many.
Which was gi.
Gi mong. What time?
Gi mong, what time? What time are you going home?
Go back home is glap ban. Glap ban gi mong.
So I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. If you have any questions or if you want to go through the transcript, don't forget to check out our Patreon page. And we'll see you guys on the next episode. Bye.
Bye, guys.